I know a lot of you by sight, and for those who don't know me, I'm Father Bartholomew Leon, the pastor of St. Rafka Maronite Catholic Church. This is the first time in about 3 years now, if I'm not mistaken, that I've done a Sunday Roman Rite liturgy. So I'm saying, make sure you do it right. Don't forget anything. The words of that gospel today have always frightened me. St. Rafka, when we bought the building 15 years ago, it sits right on Highway 14. And as you know, at the edge of Greer, that traffic is back and forth all day. And because people see the sign Catholic Church, they think, ah. Then they see Maronite and they go, ooh. We're not quite sure. And then we always get the question, is this a real Catholic church? And of course, we have to say, yes, it is. And then we go into explanation of Eastern, and then I get the Thorazine stares. Then they meet my new assistant, who's married. I have a married priest with me now. A what? Married? Catholic? No, this can't be Catholic. Well, we have 5 Catholic married priests living in Greenville County right now, and they all function in different parishes. But the interesting thing about St. Rafka, because we're on Highway 14, people see us, they come in, and they make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament. Sometimes they'll go to confession, so we get a lot of requests for that. But we also have the traditional people who need help, which in every Catholic church, but because we're on a main highway, we'll get the people that, oh, well, we're going to California, my wife's grandmother just died, we need gas, we need whatever. And sometimes you can see people who are genuinely in need. And then there's others you question, is this going for beer, cigarettes, or joyrides? My position as a priest is, how do I deal with that? I think back to this story of the gospel. The priest leaves the person to the side. The Samaritan helps. And I think to myself, I don't want to be that priest that makes the bad judgment. Because we hear in the gospel when Jesus says, when he talks about the separation of the sheep and the goats, whenever you didn't do this to me, to the least of my brothers and sisters, you did that to me. And that frightens me. And so I make a judgment and I say, I'll do what I can to help. I think that's where the gospel becomes alive for all of us. They're not just stories that sound good. They're not Aesop's fables. The gospels call us to conversion. And sometimes it's conversion of heart. Sometimes it's conversion of life. A lot of times it's conversion of attitude. Do we see in the poor the face of Jesus Christ? Do we see in those who are needy the face of Jesus Christ? Do we hear in their pleas for help the voice of Jesus Christ? Those questions that we are asked, especially for help, a lot of times are exceedingly genuine. The voice of Christ is reaching to us, maybe not in a church, maybe at a grocery store, maybe elsewhere, but Christ is asking us to help one of his own. Do we do this like the priest on that road and just walk away? Or do we, the total stranger, reach out and do the Lord's work in his name for he himself? Turn to the Lord in your need, and he will help you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.